Are you ready to ignite your business and achieve your full potential? Welcome to Building Success Stories, the podcast that empowers entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm Ann Donnelly, and I've spent over four decades in the business world. I've witnessed the power of perseverance, innovation, and strategic thinking firsthand. We'll explore the stories of successful entrepreneurs and business leaders, and we'll delve into the practical strategies and mindset shifts that can propel your business to new heights. Get ready to be inspired and motivated to take your business to the next level. In this episode of Building Success Stories, I speak with Carrie Weitrall, co-owner of Shipology, a Capital District-based fulfillment center that's making waves in the e-commerce industry by providing essential logistics services to small businesses. Carrie and her business partner, Amanda Skimmerhorn, are two great examples of young women that were able to see a need based on what they were experiencing and turned it into a really successful business. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this episode of Building Success Stories.
Thank you so much for joining me. Could you please just give me a bit of an overview about Shipology and what you do?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having us and inviting us. Shipology is a woman-owned fulfillment center, sometimes referred to as a 3PL, third-party logistics. And we work with small businesses to kind of fill in the gap for them when it comes to delivering their packages to their customers. So we act as their warehouse. So we store and inventory their products for them. And then when their orders are placed for their customers, whether it be direct to consumer, B2B, even distributor orders, we ship the products out using our negotiated rates. We have packaging here available for them to use. And the idea is that we can be a cost savings hub. They don't have to invest in their own employees for warehousing, warehouse space itself, going in with FedEx, UPS, negotiating all those rates. We take care of all of those services for them.
That's great. And you found great success. Like, you started just before COVID, was it? I think COVID seems to always be a turning point.
Right. COVID was our kind of our kickoff. We started at the end of 2020 and officially formed our LLC then, but it really just came out of our own experiences in e-commerce and difficulty with fulfillment, and then talking with other women entrepreneurs who were having very similar issues. We started helping them kind of solve these issues, and we're like, we really need to turn this into a business. And it kind of snowballed from there. 2021 was our first operational year, and we've had some tremendous growth since then.
So you got started because you had your own business and you found that you had some issues with the distribution. How did that come about?
Yeah, so my other business is called Wet Plants. It's an e-commerce store that sells aquatic plants online. So we sell it for fish tanks and ponds. A lot of people are like, what do you sell? And it's just that. It's a huge hobby. I think it comes in the top five pet categories, right? Fish. People love their fish. And turtles too, big turtle company. And I was fortunate enough when COVID hit, I had a hobby business and my business 8X that year. But along with that, I had other struggles really in the shipping side. I was using the post office, and I remember, Amanda at the time lived across the street. I went over to her house. I was in tears because over 40% of my orders 1 week arrived dead because they took over 2 weeks to ship to customers, and I was at a loss. I was like, I can sell my product. I can do everything there, but I'm really struggling. I have a perishable product on the shipping. Like, FedEx wouldn't talk to me. UPS wouldn't talk to me when I had approached them earlier in the start of my business. And Amanda was like, we really need to get you on a contracted rate with them. Made the connections and helped me get started with the shipping process to get those negotiated rates now that I had the volume. And really out of that, that changed my business. I was able to ship all of my products using an air service. So they got there in 2 days. So not only was I able to delight and satisfy my customers from that, I was gaining repeat customers, and my business was in turn growing because I can deliver on the experience that they were expecting. And Amanda and I were like, why is this so hard for someone? And we had the e-commerce experience, and Amanda has the logistic experience, and together kind of that spark, that first start for Shipology.
So that's great. So you were able to turn the success you made for yourself to help others to do the same and even grow on a larger scale. So you started out in your garages in
Yes.
Guilderland, and
Yes,
then
and
how were you able to just grow just
it's all been word of mouth and referral, and it's still been that way up until this point. We had some really great advocates that were telling their friends about us, and that's kind of how we landed our first client, was through some nice conversation. And people were happy with the service we're providing and would just send other businesses. And it's funny, we look back now in the beginning, like it was a great day if we were sending five orders out. and we were just so excited. And it's obviously grown tremendously since then. But I think we came in with an understanding of, not from a traditional fulfillment center, but from that e-commerce business owner perspective of what we were looking for and needed, and really built Shipology to target those pain points that we had ourselves. So, I won't say this, but I will say it. I love being an e-commerce business owner. I love this a thousand times more. It's really a different side to be on, and to, have that experience in e-commerce and be able to take our knowledge now and figure out how we can help some of these other businesses grow, improve their margins. That's where we get excited. So anytime someone new comes to us, like, we see it as a really fun challenge. How can we really help this business grow and act as a partner for them?
So you were really excited the day you had five shipments going out.
Oh,
What's
yeah,
the
thrilled.
average? What do you average now?
Oh, it depends on the day. Anywhere from 500 to 1,000 shipments a day.
That is so amazing. I just
Yeah.
love them. I love hearing that. You
It's
guys do
fun.
so well.
And it's nice because we still get excited about things. One of our customers, Pure Sage, just got on the Today Show a couple weeks ago and they had thousands of orders
Whoa.
pouring in. So it's like we get really excited for them. The team's really excited because it builds this extra, like, sense of accomplishment around, like, we're gonna get all these orders out the door, but look at what our client just did.
I used to work in book printing, and we were always praying that someone would get in the Oprah Book Club
Yes, exactly. Well,
because that would
that was
make
it
it.
last year. We had three brands on Oprah's favorite list, and that was like,
Wow.
whoa. And
Yep.
you see the impact, which is really cool that something like that does for a small business. Because it's helping them, reach an audience they weren't going to reach necessarily, potentially. And then they're able to grow from that too and retain, hopefully, and gain some new customers.
Now, you have a lot of women-owned businesses as clients, but that's not your sole focus.
No, I'd say about, I think by the nature of the referral and a lot of the brands we started out with were in the beauty and healthcare space. So the nature of referrals, they're part of other entrepreneurship groups and their friends have business owners. But we've branched out a little bit since then. I'd still say about 80% of the brands we work with are female-founded brands.
Okay, that's exciting too, though.
It is.
Because kind of the types of businesses, and you can then focus on what they really need. And because you provide a lot more than just logistics, like
We
because
do.
you've been through this and you've worked with so many of these types of businesses, you kind of provide advice too, don't you?
I think we do. At the end of the day, yes. It's nice to say, like, we've experienced this. And, like, some of our clients will call us for opinions and thoughts on things. So we're happy to help them there because, at the end of the day, a win for them is a win for us, too. So we see
Absolutely.
the benefit in working together to solve issues for them as well.
Right. The more they sell, the more you s
The more
sell
we get to
things.
ship, the more people we can employ, the better contracts we can negotiate. So it all has a nice long-lasting effect.
So you moved into an even larger facility this summer. How's that
Yes.
going?
Oh, we love it. I'm laughing because there's actually windows in this warehouse. Our old
Oh,
warehouse was
really?
interior and didn't have windows, so you didn't know what time of day it was. But it's beautiful. We have a really great partnership. We're actually leasing 40,000 square feet from another logistics company, and they're, not our competitors or anything. But they have 50 plus years of experience that we're then able to go to and be like, hey, what do you think about this? And they've been giving us some business advice and nice tips. So it's a really great relationship for us.
Oh, that's good. Because to scale and to continue scaling, it's like you've got to be around people that have gone to that level.
Exactly.
So that's great for you to have that.
Yes.
So I'm sure you've had some challenges, though. We're hearing about all the really good stuff. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the challenges you had and how you overcame them?
Sure, absolutely. I think one of, probably until this summer, one of our main challenges was space. How can we grow? Because we don't have space to grow into. And we spent 2 years looking for a new space. Ironically, we're only in the other space for 3 years, but we started seeing that need. And it's been a really rough commercial real estate economy in the last couple of years. Vacancies have been below 2%. So it was difficult for us to make, I'm so sorry, the decision on how do we grow? And is it exponential growth or is it strategic plan growth so we can know that we can meet the needs of our new and potential customers and our existing customers as they grow? So I think we're really happy with the decision we made to wait, and we passed on a couple of warehouse spaces because we found the right space that was perfect for us to continue to grow the business and stay sustainable and stay true to our core mission.
And had windows.
What was that?
And had windows.
It had windows. That was, trust me, it was a big, like, we need some daylight in here. It makes a difference in the work environment for the employees too. And I think employees has certainly been a challenge for us as well. Being that we hired our first employee at the beginning of 2023, right? 23. So Amanda and I did it by ourselves for a while.
I didn't realize. Okay.
Yeah. So we hired our first employee then. So it was, you know, the first couple of employees were certainly practiced in how do we get going on all of this? And we learned quickly in order to scale and help make sure our employees are, you know, with us for the long run. I think that's important too, because we're in an industry where turnover is high in warehousing. And I don't want to say we're a warehousing job. We are, but we're not your traditional warehousing job. And for us, it was important to maintain that employee retention. I think its own, you know, growth challenges of Amanda and I are still picking and packing orders, but we need to focus on growing the business. So learning that lesson of how do we remove ourselves from that day-to-day operation so we can spend time really in optimizing and making the business more efficient. But then finding the right people to put into those positions to continuously run the warehouse. And we're excited. Amanda and I actually both went away at the same time for a conference in June in the middle of our warehouse move, and they did great. So that was really reassuring to us that we have the right team in place, and it's continuing to build that right team and find the right fit for our employees here.
Do you have any tips on how to do that? Because I think that's just about everybody's biggest pain.
It is. I think something that we've learned is to go with your gut is the first thing when you meet someone. And I think in particular, we have a very trainable position. So for us, we weren't necessarily going for what's on paper. You know, did you have your bachelor's degree? Did you do X, Y, Z? We were looking for someone with the right attitude. Could they come in here and contribute to a positive work environment? Are they going to, you know, bring new ideas to the table? Are they going to work well with others? You know, are they going to come in and be excited every day to be here like everyone else is? And I think for us, it's finding that person with the right attitude, and we can work with them and train them on everything else going on here because we do have that supporting documentation and programs in place now to support that. So I think that was hard for us at first was, you know, you're always looking at the resume. Everyone trains you, look at the resume. Does it meet X, Y, Z? And we were starting to learn, like, that's not the case. We found some really great employees that if we were just looking at their resume, we would have totally passed on them.
That's a great lesson. And it's amazing that you learned it so quickly. Because I think
we did learn it fairly quick, yes.
Do that. But like you're two very, very smart women.
Thank you.
Great job. So what do you think from your past experience helped you most in this success?
I think learning how to be flexible and adaptable, especially in our industry, things can change on the dime. Just yesterday, the ports on the East Coast shut down. So how does that impact us? How does that impact our customers? And being able to adjust and offer solutions, I think that's just one example. We dealt with it last summer with the UPS strike. Well, UPS is striking. How is that going to impact us and then our customers and their clients down the road? And really working to pivot quickly and make sure we have backup plans in place, but also even in the everyday for someone does get on the Today Show or someone has some big spotlight and they have that influx, we still have to meet our service guarantees to our customer at the end of the day. It's not a good enough reason for us to say, oh, you have too many orders, we can't get them out the door. So working with our team to make sure that they understand we're a flexible work environment when it comes to that. And having that, I think, is also just important for our team to embody that as well.
That's great advice. So what's in the future for Shipology?
I think we are so happy here in our new space, and we finally cleared out of the move. We were proud of ourselves. We actually moved ourselves without any outside help. We had a lot of great support from family members. Amanda's dad, we bought a box truck, and Amanda's dad literally drove back and forth for 2 months straight and would do 4 loads. And I think that was important for us to maintain control on that move, because if we knew where everyone's inventory was at any point in time, and it also prevented a lapse in service for our customers. So we would pick and pack a customer, pack their stuff up, and it would be over and set up in the warehouse the next day to still, so they didn't notice that lapse there. So we're kind of still getting out of that move. And now we're really back into the business planning of determining, okay, we have this new space now. We have space to actually grow into. How would we like to grow? Are we going to continue to grow with our referrals, or do we want to take on a little bit more than that and really put a sales plan together? As ironic as that sounds, we haven't had a strategic sales plan in place since we started the business. But we kind of like it that way. It's now, a lot less stress-free.
Maybe now it's time, because you're going to be getting to that
size. So I think, exactly. We're getting into bigger numbers, everything. So really, I think the focus is putting our core management executive team together over the next 12 months so we can take that business to the next level.
Through my website.
Sorry, hold on. My phone just went off. I touched my watch by mistake.
It happens.
Oh, sorry, interrupted you there. But yes, yeah, so strategic selling plan, because this is the next step for you guys, really, is having sort of a middle management in place. How much staff do you have now?
We currently have 15 employees.
That's a good size.
I believe 7 are full-time and the rest are part-time. Mm-hmm. And then we're hiring for our seasonal help. At peak time last year, so our business essentially doubles November, December, even part of October, we were at 26 employees. So it's a lot to manage. And then with growth this year, we've kind of accounted for the same number of employees because we've put some really strong efficiencies in place and procedures in place to make things much simpler for everyone. And that was part of this move to the new warehouse, was the efficiencies we would gain. So we're probably going to hit somewhere around that 2025 mark for holidays.
Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. So there's a good future ahead for you guys.
Yeah.
So if somebody is starting up an e-commerce or has an e-commerce and they need some help with the logistics, how do they go about working with you guys?
Starts with a conversation. We have a link on our website to schedule a quick Zoom. If they're local, we're always happy to have everyone come here and see the warehouse. But it just starts with a conversation of, a lot of times these conversations fall into other things, but where are you at now? What do you kind of need? I don't want to, you know, we don't want to overwhelm someone, because we can come in and take over your whole business and help you in all these areas. And sometimes they just don't need that. So really figuring out is where we can shine for them and help them make efficiencies themselves. And then, you know, kind of lay out additional areas of opportunities once we're established or they're comfortable moving forward. And I think that's really what makes us a little different, is we want everyone to be comfortable in their relationship with us. Like, we are a partner. We're not just, you know, their fulfillment center. We like to be as engaged as they'd like us to be within their business to help them.
Okay. That's great. So hopefully you'll be getting lots of clicks on your links on your website.
That would be great.
Is there anything else you want to include?
I think for us, a topic that always comes up, especially in the environment we're in now, is, you know, I'm afraid to start a business, like with the economy or whatever the case is. And I always just say, go for it. You don't know what's going to happen. There's ways to do it that are very cost effective, and to get all your proper testing in place. Always happy again to have chats about how to go about doing that too. But I think some really great ideas have come out of a lot of our small businesses, and just having someone to encourage you and be a sounding board, I think, is important. So for us, finding mentors and other people that can encourage you and help provide you with guidance, I think, is really important.
Yeah, that is so important.
I'd say about 20% of the business we work with are related to the Capital Region. Yeah. I think by nature of referral, we started getting a New York City business that led to some more, mm-hmm. and then it led into international clients for us. So we really have a strong mix of local Capital Region businesses, New York, really, we have a couple throughout the United States, and then our international business is actually quite strong. So those are companies that are established in Australia, the EU, and really need that US component to their fulfillment, because it's obviously very expensive to ship from those companies. Oh, yeah.
How do they find you?
Referrals.
That's amazing.
Yeah. One found us on Google, which always cracks me up, mm-hmm. because our website was barely even up, and they must have just put the really right keywords in. And they were one of our first clients. So mm-hmm. that's pretty cool.
Well, that's great to know, because that gives you like unlimited potential.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we've been very fortunate. We can choose who we work with, because we want to make sure it's going to be a successful relationship. But we've had the ability to, I think this is an important business lesson, say no when you need to and your gut's telling you. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been clients we've had to say no to because we don't think they're going to be the right culture fit, or we're not going to be able to meet the expectations that they have. So making sure that we're really partnering with the right businesses to set both companies up for success.
Is there a minimum or maximum size that fits what you do?
No, I think that's part of being flexible. We've seen the benefit. We've worked with some companies that ship 5 orders a week, and we have seen the growth and been able to be on that journey with them for the growth that they've seen. But it's not something that scares us. I think a lot of other fulfillment centers are like, you have to be doing 200 orders a day. And that's because they're pumping out those super high volumes. They don't have that customized, individualized experience. There's benefit into that. And that could be growth that happens over 1 month, over 3 years. For us, again, it's about that relationship and finding the right partnerships.
You know, you've done so well for yourself and other businesses. It's like,
yeah, it's we enjoy coming to work every day. It's just part of our life. It's our other baby, our other family member. Like, we really enjoy what we do. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, we both had experiences where, you know, you go to work, you have a job, but this is really like embodies who we are, as crazy as that sounds. It's literally our other family member. Yeah.
You can tell, I can tell talking to you that. So I just love that, because there's just so many people that don't have that. And it's great to see. And I think you're great role models for other young women that are looking to get started up.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your kind words.
Sure. Thank you so much for your time. Best of luck to you guys.
Thank you for joining me in this episode of Building Success Stories. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? I've got you covered. Visit my website, AnnDonnellySuccessStories.com, to access additional resources and sign up for my newsletter. And to work with me directly, visit AnnDonnelly.com to learn more about my services as a fractional COO and business consultant. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform and never miss an episode. Until next time, keep building your success story.